The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Question for everybody on this fine Thursday. It is almost Friday. Do you tip a bad waiter? I mean, you had some really bad service after you had a bad meal. Let's discuss. Thursday morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning, I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
I picked the damn restaurant, which is the worst part.
Okay, we have a group of people going out to go eat. We never do this. We don't do the group dinners, especially group family dinners.
We've had people at our house like 3 weekends in a row. Eight people.
That's a pretty big group.
This is a restaurant we've never been to. The restaurant has been there since the 50s.
And it's packed, and there's a line at the door.
All right.
True. So we walk in.
Good vibes.
It took a while for them to seat us.
Did you guys call in advance?
Oh,
yes.
Of course.
We made a reservation.
All right, there it is. Right,
but so. I'll just say, the food sucked.
Food was bad.
It was just bad. The service was even worse.
Never got water. Never got tea again. The guy was drinking beer. Had to ask twice for his second beer. It was bad. So then they come to give us the bill, which was big.
It's a big bill. It's a steakhouse.
Well, yeah, you brought eight people, Doc.
And you know what? We tipped 20-25%.
Hell yeah, dude. Okay.
And when we left, everybody was like, why we tip so much? Like, it wasn't good. The waiter was terrible and the food sucked.
Let's put it this way. The food was so bad that when the bill came, I pulled out my credit card and I was just going to pay for everyone.
Because felt so bad.
Because it was Dana's idea to go there. But everyone threw their credit card on the table. I was like, oh, I'm not stopping.
I felt like no matter what, though, as somebody who used to work as a waitress, I feel like I got to always tip. I can't help it. Because I remember working and having those really crappy days and not making enough. You don't even make minimum wage.
Yeah, right.
So I feel
and then somebody doesn't understand what's going on your side of the lens, and then they just come in the next day and talk about you on the radio show.
Damn.
That sucks.
Or how about this? Hold on, let me turn the tables.
Or how about be a better waiter?
It's not even about that, though. Sometimes, dude, there's a front of the house and the back of the house. There's the host.
Right.
There's so many different teammate things that go into.
But hold on.
This guy was a bad waiter.
When you go out to eat, waiters understand. Servers understand. Bartenders understand. I'm spending my money to have a decent meal and so that I don't have to cook, so someone serves me well. When you suck at your job, that makes it really hard for me to try to give you more money.
And this isn't a shot at wait staff or anybody.
It's a very big shot at that wait staff.
I love waiters. I love bartenders. I don't know. I've been a waiter. I know what it feels like. I owned a restaurant. I know what it was. Just bad service.
That's why we didn't go to the Yelp and tell. You know what I'm saying? We're not snitches. We're just here to deliver a message. Remember, the people going to eat are also could be having a bad day. They're spending their hard-earned money. So try to think about
next
that.
Data walks in, serve her however you want. She's going to tip you anyway.
God, no! What I'm thinking, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll start with National Meatball Day.
Hey, albondigas.
Should have gone somewhere Italian.
I need to get me a good meatball sandwich. I love them. All right, we also have National Barbie Day. Hello.
Man, how old is Barbie?
She was born on this day in 1959.
She's 65?
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Nice. I just always thought she'd always been around.
Dude, they need to do like a 2023 like Golden Corral Senior Citizen 65 Barbie.
Yeah,
right now.
For real. Barbie and Jesus around forever.
I would buy that.
Yeah, dude. And then we'll wrap it up on National Get Over It Day.
Hey, just get over it. Don't dwell on things. Trust me, when you dwell on things, it's bad for you.
I'm over the meal.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The message that I got from Instagram, I thought, man, how many times have I heard this? Have I experienced it? A parent of someone that you're with in a relationship doesn't like you.
Oh.
I've been through this. So this woman that wrote me, she'd been with her boyfriend for almost 4 years. They lived together over 2.5. And she said, I think the thing that really caught my attention was when she said his parents, or his mom in particular, they'll do like Christmas card pictures and they don't invite her to be in them.
First of all, you don't want to
be. You don't make the cut.
I don't know if you want to be with a family that does like big group Christmas photos. That's weird.
That's ding ding right there. Weird.
Come on, bro.
But if you're left out, Anthony, it's going to make you feel bad.
I don't got a family, so come kick it over here, Maya.
I get to sleep late and I don't got to wear them dumb pajamas.
Exactly. I've had a dad not like me, but it was only because I kept breaking up and dumping his daughter and then getting back with
her.
Oh, yeah, of course she didn't like you.
Dude, I freaking walked into Thanksgiving dinner like Stone Cold Steve Austin making a comeback. He was like, he threw his plate down when he saw me come back in.
What is this guy doing here?
I'm like, give me your daughter, homie.
Let me tell you something,
bro. Give me your thought stuffing right now. That's it.
I can't be down with that as a father.
Oh, yeah, I know. You probably
automatically.
I'm going to throw the plate at you. I'm gonna throw it down.
You wouldn't have made it past the front door if the automatic was a father.
Oh,
it no. Wouldn't have been. There would have been no invitation to the. No, that's not true. Because I know for a fact, having daughters who are in relationships, that in the end, I don't have a say in their relationship. I don't get to tell them who to date. I don't get to tell them who to marry. I don't get to tell them how they spend the rest of their lives. If I don't like the person, that's my business. They chose this person. And what you have to come to understand, Mama, is that the most important relationship is the one you have with your man, not his parents. Don't worry about what you can't control. Stop wasting your time trying to change their mind. It doesn't matter what they think. He's living with you. You guys build a life together, and you're wasting your energy trying to worry and change people's minds that are not ever going to like you. It's like school. You grow up, you think it's going to be over. No, it's school is forever. The way you get treated in school, the picked on, the bullying, some people don't like you. That's life, baby.
But what has she done that the parents don't like her? Because I started thinking about it, like, your daughters have had some past boyfriends that I wasn't a huge fan of.
I will tell you right now, sometimes it just happens. Sometimes, and especially Latina moms, their sons can do no wrong. They deserve the this, that, and the other, and no one is ever good enough to fill those shoes. I had I had someone in my life before whose mother didn't like me. As soon as we split, she liked me.
What? That's weird.
It's not weird. It's because...
Weird. That's weird.
Yeah, that was weird.
A lot of mothers, especially Latina moms, I don't care what y'all say, they put their little boys up on a pedestal and nobody's good enough for that man.
Damn. Bro. And, where are them moms at, dude? My mom, every time I got a new girlfriend, she's like, fine, he's your problem now.
It's about me.
Don't worry about what you can't change, ladies, okay? Worry about the relationship you're in.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Oh, fellas, I'm sorry to tell you this, but in case you missed it, ladies, fake the big O. The question is, how many and why? Well, in a recent study, I have found the answer to both, and I'll share it with you last. DJ Automatic, you're pretty metal. You go first. What you got?
I told you I was here for the ladies, and I'm actually going to help your story right now.
Okay.
Fellas, if you want to last longer in bed, there's a new study that says you want to start doing yoga.
Oh!
A team of urologists in the UK discovered that daily yoga can help you stay up 3 times longer than usual.
What? Wow. You know, we've always done little yoga moves, DJ Automatic.
Well, they say the combination of stretching and resistance training in yoga helps strengthen the pelvic floor, extending a dude's staying power even better than the little blue pill.
Oh. No way. And that little blue pill is so bad. You know, the little blue pill was invented for men with heart problems, not for that.
Look at that breakthrough. That's a side effect. That was good, dude. No, but yoga's been around for centuries. I think this is kind of known to people who are in the yoga world.
Okay. Why do you think
they're so calm all the time, bro?
Sting was saying he could have like a 24-hour orgasm.
Who? The rest?
Sting, the musician.
From The Police. And it was not a 24-hour
or something crazy like that.
He could go for 24 hours and his wife said stop.
Well, it was all because of yoga.
Nobody wants 24 hours of
for a little bit. I was like, why is Automatic talking about old wrestlers' sex habits? Like, this is crazy. What
dog? Musician sex habits. Like,
what YouTube documentaries are you watching, bro, that I'm not on? Oh, that is funny.
Okay. That's where the song came from.
Well, if you want to join me tomorrow for a sunrise downward dog, let me know, anybody. All right. In case you missed it, many household chores will be automated by 2033. And a recent study provided by CBS, they're saying that everything from grocery shopping to cleaning around the house, like i.e. your little Roombas, if you guys have a Roomba.
We have one.
Dishwashing, ironing, and even gardening. The only things that will be left for humans to do is physical effort. So child care and pet care.
So first of all, Roomba sucks. So I don't even believe that.
Damn.
Anybody got a Roomba, tell me it works. It does not pick up the dirt.
We can't even hire a cleaner or what's the PC term for it now?
A person who comes to clean your house?
A housekeeper, yeah, we'll just say that.
Because I got to clean up before he or she gets there.
No, because you're crazy anal about just being super clean. And Dana's Mexican. She doesn't think anybody can clean besides her.
That's true. It's true. I mean, my nanny used to say, pobres pero limpios, and I can't let somebody else clean my house because they don't clean right. They don't clean around the toilet.
You didn't get a homie with the meth problem.
No.
They clean the hell out of it. Yo, the homegirl does mine? Bro, I don't know. I got to hide my stuff a little bit, but bro.
She's going to clean you out one day, too. No, thank you. All right. right? So in case you missed it, only 18.4% of women are able to achieve the big O with normal sexy time. And over 60% never tell their partner.
Ugh. What?
So
you better not have been lying to me this whole time.
Oh, you know I'm not lying. Let me tell you something. Dana Cortez, maybe a long time ago yet. I'm too old for that now. If I'm not, I'm telling you, we got to do something. We got to go somewhere. Something's happening. And you know that. The reason women can't is because they need more foreplay. In fact, up to 18 minutes. Men only need 2, according to this study.
There, that's what's up.
18 minutes, dang.
It sounds like men are more efficient and we're not liars. Unlike women. Women are lying. That's what's...
And if we did yoga, we could probably help this out a little bit.
Why do women lie? Because the male ego is so sensitive and we know we don't want to hurt our men's feelings.
So it's our
feelings.
Fault.
Yes, it is. We don't want to hurt
you
men's feelings.
You can't get
feelings.
There and it's our fault.
Yes, because you're not helping. Well, men only
not
think
us
about...
in particular, but we're talking about
other people, yes. Well, why are you saying it's our
because
fault?
Because my male ego is fragile.
Exactly.
Jeez, talk about overly sensitive.
Which is why women don't tell their men. And a lot of men will ask their woman, and she still won't admit the truth for fear of hurting his feelings. That's how much we love you.
But that's like a weird twist at your own self. You got to be able to communicate that with your partner, bro.
Do you know that sometimes women would rather break up with a man than tell him?
That's stupid.
That he's not satisfying
that
her?
That is stupid.
With
that's
sexy time?
Weird. You're not ready for a relationship if you're going to leave a person because of that.
I don't know. That's a pretty big part of the relationship.
But no, I'm saying not. Like, you're not going to communicate to your partner that, hey,
you're right. You've got to have open communication. Like, if it's not working, it's not working.
I've been a minute man plenty of times. I've had a woman say, hey, this is what I want, this is what I need. Hurts for a little bit, but after you get through that, it's cool, dog.
So remember, I said only 18.4% of women can achieve the big O during normal sexy time. 96.8% of men do. So women, the key to this is speak up and let your man know. It's not going to hurt his feelings more than it's going to hurt you not getting satisfied. My God. I want to share this study with you. Follow me at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Shoot me a DM and I'll shoot you the article.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm starting today's WTF story off with dozens of schoolgirls who were hospitalized after communicating with the spirit world using a Ouija board.
What the
this whole thing gets really weird. And it happened at a very expensive boarding school. Students were playing around, lighting candles, nice and dark at night, turning off all the lights, pull out the Ouija board, and here come the spirits.
Ooh.
The girls reportedly began to faint, had trouble breathing.
Oh no, mommies.
Some were having just all kinds of emotions. The school says 28 of them were sent to the hospital with panic attacks and anxiety. Doctors believe it was caused by a case of crowd hysteria. Because one girl had happened.
Might have been caused by another case of spirits. Alcohol. No, this is 28 people.
Boarding school, Ouija board,
dude,
candles.
Come on, bro.
What y'all leaving out of
somebody's
the story?
Somebody's got
lady.
Into daddy's liquor closet, dog.
That sounds more THC than alcohol.
It sounds, I mean,
some
yo.
Kind of edible experience with the Ouija board.
All right.
All right, dude, from Ouija boards to reincarnation of some sort.
What?
Yes, the biotech company Colossal has just received another $60 million in funding for their Series A Woolly Mammoth.
What?
They are set to return the Woolly Mammoth from extinction in 4 years.
No,
what?
No, no.
Can
no.
I get a pet Woolly Mammoth? That's
no, DJ.
Woolly Mammoth. I'll name it Willie.
Willie, the woolly mammoth, is extinct for a reason.
Mm.
They're 3 times bigger than elephants. Have you not watched Jurassic World?
Oh,
have we learned nothing yet?
They can make a miniature. Well, we're going to go from obviously very smart people that are able to bring the woolly mammoth back to life to somebody who is extremely stupid. So we're going to Florida.
Oh, there we go.
This woman knew that she had a court-ordered drug test, and obviously she was going to dirty.
Okay.
Instead of buying some or maybe getting somebody else to show up and do it for her.
Take her test.
She decided to put some water and soda in a pill bottle.
Mm.
And then stick it inside of her and sneak it into the probation office and use it as her...
Water and soda.
Yes.
Damn.
What kind of soda?
They didn't say what kind of soda it was.
I'm thinking if you go with the Mountain Dew consistency, that might be a little something.
Yeah. It had to be Sprite or Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Damn, dude, I'm surprised the homegirl doesn't know about the Wizinator. That's what I always use in this situation.
Stick it to the side of your leg.
Yeah, dude, the Wizinator will come through. Go get one. They're only like $14, dude. Shout out to my brother who put me onto that one. Don't tell us PO, though.
I wonder how he knew. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Justin Bieber is smacked in the middle of the beef between his wife Hailey Bieber and Selena Gomez, and we have audio. I'm gonna play that for you and give you more stories. It's time for the Daily Dirt, the best gossip, brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, famous people's birthdays, and
We got Suga from BTS celebrating his birthday. Bow Wow, YG, Kobe Lame, is that how you say it? DJ Automatic from TikTok?
Yep.
Okay, all right. He's celebrating his birthday, and friend of the show Sierra Ramirez celebrating her birthday.
Someone
as well.
Go hit us up and say that's not how you say his name. Tell us, okay? We don't know.
We don't say anything. We don't talk.
Who cares? Shout out to Sierra Ramirez.
There it is.
All right, we're going to talk about Nick Cannon. He's going to be in a game called Who's Having My Baby, and Kevin Hart is hosting. Now, I haven't figured out if this is fake or not, but if it's not, they should do it. I think it's real.
If they don't bring Octomom on, then it's not real.
Oh!
Because that's the only woman that has more kids than Nick Cannon.
I don't even think she does. I think he's beat her.
I think Octo's what's really eight. Happening is Nick Cannon is eventually going to get the torch from Maury. Soon it's gonna
bring
be Maury.
Bring it back. You are not the father.
Imagine with the drum line behind it.
You are not.
All right, let's talk about Kodak Black now. You know, last week we reported that he was going to have to go to a drug rehab, right? He's fighting it. He's saying it wasn't me. I don't have any of fentanyl in me. And when he was at Rolling Loud performing, he had a doctor with him. He had chefs with him.
Oh.
He had his personal trainers. He's like, I'm clean. I'm rolling straight.
I'm staying out of jail is what he should have said.
Yeah, for real. I'm happy for him, though, because I want positive things to happen for Kodak Black.
This is really inspiring as a day one Kodak Black fan since Tunnel Vision. Like,
you've been there.
See him go in and out of prison and at times think like, man, this guy, if there's other moments throughout his career when he was free, he would be a way bigger star. But he's, you know, taking the right steps to fulfill his
and
vision.
Remain sober.
Yes.
Continue his sobriety.
And plus that jacket he wore for Rolling Loud was pretty
That's
cool.
All right, so another person on the stage at Rolling Loud, Justin Bieber. Unfortunately, there was a lot of boos because of his wife, Hailey Bieber. Take a listen.
Hailey!
This beef has been going on for a while. Basically, Hailey, Kendall, and Kylie trolling Selena Gomez. They even have tip jars up at Starbucks now.
What?
Hailey and Selena. Hailey's jar stays empty.
Well, this ain't beef. This is tofu. This vegan-friendly yoga mat.
Can you explain to me what they're beefing about, though?
You know what it all boils down to? Hailey Bieber is still jealous of Selena Gomez because she knows her man loved her forever ago. Grow up. You got the man. You got him. You married him.
What do Kendall and Kylie have to do with it?
Nothing. They're just being mean girls.
Sometimes when your best friend's going through things, you
just
gotta ride, dog.
They're just jealous, too. She's the most followed female celebrity on social media now. Selena Gomez is. You know what I love? She stood up for herself this time. She's been open about having, you know, mental breakdowns because of the trolling. She said, I'm not going anywhere. She stood up for herself. Shout out, Selena Gomez. I love you, girl.
Man, uplifting women is so boring. Square up, homie. Selena, run that fade, dog. Square up, dog.
Show them that you're a real Texas
Selena,
girl.
Selena, we'll ride with you. What's up, bro? Drop the Addy. What's good?
You're not a Hollywood chick.
Let's go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of your favorite cereals? There's a new way to consume it for breakfast. I've got food news inside hottest hashtags. Hey, welcome to Friday's Eve. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Economy Parking.
So we do have an update on the four American citizens that were kidnapped on the Mexican border. The last time we talked about this, we had no idea who they were, where they were from, really. There was very limited information. Now we do know that these four rented a vehicle from North Carolina to drive into Mexico because one was getting a tummy tuck. Ooh. Now, according to the governor of Tamaulipas, his name is Américo Villarreal. That's where the border city where the abduction took place. He said they believe that this was a mistaken identity.
Oh,
like I said, there was just so much limited information. We didn't know who they were, where they were from. We didn't know their names, nothing. So now that we have this information, I'm really hoping that the Mexican government can figure out what went down. There's video of this abduction. There's video of everything.
It happened in broad daylight, right?
Broad daylight, crowd everywhere. You know what? I'm going to post the video at Dana Cortez on Instagram. And you could tell the people that are watching this are in fear. They're afraid because these cartels are running things. I'm going to say something, and this might be controversial. If you like to dabble in some illegal drugs, even if you think, oh, I get it from a friend who does this and that and just a little on the club, you're at the club once in a while, you're participating in this. You're supporting this violence. The cartels are doing business with the money that Americans spend on drugs. Stop. That's all I'm going to say about that. And then we're going to go to food news now. Apple Jacks and Pop-Tarts are now a couple. Apple Jacks frosted apple cinnamon flavor Pop-Tarts. They got cinnamon apple filling and frosted exterior dotted with orange and green sprinkles.
Ooh.
And it just sounds really good to me. And I haven't eaten Pop-Tarts in a long time, but I like to put them in a toaster and kind of burn them a little bit.
You know when this would be good?
When?
After you consume a bunch of drugs.
There was your idea, Dana.
I knew you were
going to
say that. That's the problem.
Yeah, let me get loaded, dude.
America's the biggest consumer of illegal drugs, and we don't want to have no responsibility.
Well,
yeah, dude.
Well, tell them to stop making Pop-Tarts like that.
Yeah, dude. How am I supposed to eat that?
Stop buying the drugs, fool. God bless. But you're
it's
right.
It's the Pop-Tarts' fault, Dana.
Kellogg just put THC in the Apple Jack Pop-Tarts. So do three birds, one stone.
National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go ahead and kick it off with National Get Over It Day. Yeah, for something that's bothering you, get over it. Relationship, work life, whatever it may
be. For real, if you dwell on something, you can't move forward. Let it go.
Listen, if you're single, it's about to be summertime, baby. Okay?
Get over that past relationship.
All the way out here, okay? Yeah. All right, we also got National Meatball Day.
I miss my nana's albóndigas. You know what's crazy? I never learned how to make them.
Oh.
I don't know how to make good albóndigas.
I wish you did, because I love a good meatball sandwich.
Me too,
I love meatballs. I like. You know what? Shout out to Subway. They got a solid meatball,
They do. We were there the other day, and I was like, I want a meatball, so but I'll get the chicken.
And shout out to Carlos, who doesn't judge me when I do double meatball. I appreciate you, bro. Let's wrap it up on National Barbie Day. Yes.
Oh, man. Shout out Barbie. She's about 65 years old today, and I started thinking to myself, we've seen Barbie do so many things. She's been a pilot. She's been a race car driver.
She's had a lot of jobs.
Okay. I got some new jobs for Barbie. First of all, number three, how about OnlyFans Barbie?
Oh.
She owns herself. She owns her page. No one's going to own her, okay?
I'm not here for that one.
Number two, Podcast Barbie. She will take Joe Rogan out in a heartbeat. I promise you, everybody's listening to Podcast Barbie.
This is Gen Z Barbie, for sure.
And number one, President Barbie.
Oh, I like that one.
All right, happy birthday, Barbie.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
The bond between a father and son, a father and even daughter is very cherishable. It's an unconditioned love. Mm-hmm. And nothing's going to make that unconditioned love sour a little bit more than a bad boyfriend. How do you handle it when you don't like your daughter's new boyfriend? This ain't personal, but we're going to talk about it. I was talking to two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And this is going back to our What Guys Think topic today, where a lady wrote into Dana and was expressing to Dana about how her boyfriend's mom does not like her at all, and they actually have been living together for 4 years.
And she just leaves him out of everything.
And, you know, part of it, I feel like, is, you know, chick's a little sensitive, bro.
What did she do that the mom doesn't like her? That's my question, because there's two sides to every story.
There is two, bro. But then, you know, like, if I think they were a Latino couple.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, Latino moms and, like, sons and stuff, sometimes they could be weird, dog.
Yeah.
They could be weird, bro. My mom, Latinx mom. On the other side. She was like, oh, you want to date my son? Good luck. You're inheriting all those student loan debts now.
One of my best friends growing up, his mom told me, and I'm white, she said, I can't believe that he's going to marry some white woman. Why would he even do something? And I was like, hey.
Listen, dude, we're not here to talk about racist Mexican grandmas, right? DJ Automatic, we're not here to do that, dude. We're not here to do that, all right? The first option you should consider, or first thing you should, let creep into your mind a little bit, if you don't like your child's new partner, is express concern to them.
Dana has some older daughters, so I have a little experience in this. And I've definitely let both of them know that I'm not a fan of their...
Okay.
Well, their current ones, yes, but their old ones, no.
All right, what about this one, DJ Automatic? Give them a second chance. Come on, I mean,
I think everyone deserves a second chance, but some guys are just dumb.
Oh, stupid. Well, on that note, this is the final thing you can do. Introduce them to somebody new.
Oh, I would love to do that. Well, like I said, current ones. They both have found new people, which are good. And then I will say this. My daughter is now dating my biological daughter.
Uh-oh.
And I do like her boyfriend right now.
Okay.
He hasn't done anything to make me not like him.
That right now spoke volumes, my friend. So stay alert, homie.
It could change in a day.
It can.
It could change in a minute.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.